Dialogue 2.
Kathy, let us clear the table for you.
Oh, thanks. Mom, I'm going to watch TV in the family room, okay?
Christopher, aren't you going to work on your project for school?
Do I have to? I'm going to finish it tomorrow night.
You won't have time tomorrow night. You have a hockey practice, remember?
Yeah, you're right. Kathy, where do you want me to put these dishes?
Stack them on the counter, please.
What a beautiful kitchen. It's so modern.
Oh, thanks. We remodeled it last year.
Oh, really?
Our old kitchen wasn't big enough for the three of us and two cats and two dogs, so we decided to add on an eating area.
Kathy, where do you want me to put the leftover lasagna?
You can put it in a plastic container, then put it in the fridge, please. Glenn, can you get Yunbo a plastic container?
No problem.
And the other waste food can go in the container for the composter. I use the compost from the composter to fertilize the flowers in my garden.
Here, let me wash the dishes.
Thanks, roommate. But I'm going to wash them in the dishwasher. Here, let me do it for you.
Kathy, what do you use these boxes for?
Oh, these boxes are for recycling. Our family is trying to help the environment.
What do you mean?
Well, we want to save our natural resources for the next generation. You know, clean air, clean water, rich forests and wildlife.
加拿大人现在对自然资源的开发和利用非常谨慎，这都是为了保证将来我们的子孙后代也会有足够的资源。
Dehan, please speak English. I can't understand you.
Sorry, Kathy. I wanted to tell Rume about your family's concern for the environment. All Canadians want to have enough resources for the future.
What do Canadians do in their home to help the environment?
Well, we reduce our garbage by recycling paper, glass, and metal, and by composting our kitchen scraps.
We also conserve energy by keeping our homes neither too hot in the winter nor too cold in the summer.
And we are careful about our water. We try not to waste it.
Oh, I understand.
Well, we learned a lot about Canadian life by spending time with you tonight. Thank you again for inviting us.
We enjoyed spending time with you, too. Please come again.
Well, folks, we should go now. We are going to have a busy day tomorrow. Kathy, Glenn, thanks so much for having us over.
Yes. And please, say goodbye to Christopher for us.